Fritz rocks. 91.3 FM, WOVR. Bethlehem, there's a block of government mule for you. A million miles from yesterday. That's from High and Mighty. And before that, Bad Man Walking from Deja Voodoo. We also heard Bad Little Doggy from Life Before Insanity. And Like Flies from High and Mighty. I kind of like the lyrics to that one. So good afternoon. It is 3:16 here. WLVR FM Bethlehem. You're listening to the Monday edition of Fritz Rocks. I'm AJ Fritz, the host of the show. And I got to say this, man. From his early years with David Allan Coe to playing and writing with Dickie Betts and many say a revitalized Grammy-nominated Allman Brothers band to the incredible fusion of blues and rock, soul, and improv, Warren Haynes is respected and revered by his peers and musicians worldwide. He is truly a man dedicated to his craft of musicianship and songwriting. It's an honor to talk to this gifted man who gives us so much with his heart and his soul in his music and deeds. We're talking about Warren Haynes. Welcome, Warren.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Thanks for joining us today, man.
My pleasure.
And you're coming to the area soon. On Friday, Government Mule is coming to Penn's Peak. Your first time at that venue, huh?
Yeah, it is, but I hear it's really gorgeous, so we're psyched to be there.
Yeah, well, everyone's going to get to hear the great tones of the band in that room because it's a solid wood room, Warren, and the sound of the room is just beautiful, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. So we're psyched to be there, and I know a lot of our friends have played there.
Oh, yeah, a lot of your friends have played there. You know, pretty much Government Mule has pretty much revitalized and restored the majesty of the power tree to many. And since 2004's Government Mule released Deja Voodoo, Government Mule remained a four-piece band with the incredible Grammy-nominated Matt Apst on the drums and bassist Andy Hess and keyboard player Danny Lewis. Now, the band can really open things up a lot wider now. Gotta love the B3. And tell us about the decision to add keyboards with Danny and how it's affected your songwriting and live performances.
Well, you know, before Alan Woody passed away in 2000, we were already starting to write a lot of songs that needed a larger ensemble. There were certain songs that I was writing at that time that didn't sound as good as a three-piece. So we brought a keyboard player in for Life Before Insanity to play on about half of the record. And then when Alan passed away shortly after that, it just seemed like the time to, you know, open a new chapter in Government Mule. In the beginning, we weren't sure we were going to be able to keep it going anyway. And when we made the decision to keep moving, we thought, well, you know, we got to close the door on the trio and become a quartet, which we've been ever since.
Ever since, yeah. You know, there's some great video with you on Gibson's website about the Warren Haynes Les Paul Standard, and the inspired series by Gibson must have been a great thrill for you, Warren.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Gibson's been talking to me for years about doing my own version of the Les Paul, you know, a signature model, and I was pretty reluctant about it for a long time until I finally came up with something that I thought was very unique. So once that happened, I kind of gave into the concept, and I'm really, really proud of the way they turned out.
Yeah, and how about the finish on there?
Oh, it's beautiful, yeah. It's just kind of like a wish list of the way I would want a guitar to be built, so it turned out great.
Can you tell us something that's very close to you, the annual Christmas Jam in Habitat for Humanity in Asheville, North Carolina, your hometown. And is this the 8th annual this year?
Oh, no, this is the 20th
annual. The 20th annual. My God.
Volume 8 is the DVD that we just released.
Okay, that's
it's a little confusing because we started the Christmas Jam 20 years ago in Asheville, my hometown, as a local event to just get local musicians together to jam at the one time a year that it seemed like everybody was in town, which was the Christmas holidays.
Yeah.
And it just grew and grew and grew and grew and eventually turned into a national event. And the past, well, let's see, since 99 we've been multi-track recording it, and the past 6 or 7 years we've been filming it. So everything from 99 forward is going to come out either on CD or on DVD.
Awesome.
There are two CDs out now. Volume 1 and Volume 2 are from 99 and 2000. And then Volume 8, which just came out, which has Dave Matthews and Taj Mahal and Branford Marsalis and Government Mule and Marty Stewart of the New Orleans Social Club and John Popper Project. That is the first one to actually be on DVD, and that's from 2006. And it's a tremendous show, and all the proceeds from all the DVDs and all the CDs and all the merchandise go to Habitat for Humanity, as well as the proceeds from the shows.
It's a beautiful thing, and you've been close to this particular charity for many years.
A long time now, and we've worked together, and I'm really proud to be involved with them.
You know, although you're revered as a guitarist and a songwriter, you're also respected for your amazingly soulful voice. And do you still sing any Wilson or Otis or Smokey tunes in the shower or maybe for your brothers?
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes even at the show, you know, I mean, that's where I grew up. You know, James Brown was my first hero.
All right.
The Four Tops and Sam and Dave and Wilson Pickett and Otis Redding. And, you know, I'm actually working on a solo record now that is going to go back to my soul music roots. It's all original material, but it's songs that I've written that kind of harken back to the soul music that I grew up listening to.
Oh, yeah.
But we still pull out an Otis Redding song or a Ray Charles song or, you know, whatever we feel like doing at any given moment, you know?
Yeah, Jimmy Reed and Lightning Hopkins and Muddy Waters, Jimi Hendrix, Cream, to name a few. Pretty deep well you've drank from there, Warren.
Well, you know, we believe in doing what's in our heart and in whatever cases we can, turning
sure.
people on to music that they might have missed out on, you know?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Evil Teen Records, which you founded with its first Mule release, Mighty High, and the Tale of Two Cities DVD.
Well, Evil Teen started out as a label that my wife founded years ago, and she had a lot of great artists on there. Did a couple of Kevin Kenney solo records that were brilliant, and there were a couple of years where not a lot of product was coming out on Evil Teen, so we kind of brainstormed and started deciding to put some of these charity releases through Evil Teen.
Mm-hmm.
And the Government Mule record live at Roseland, which had been out of print for 10 years, is now available on Evil Teen, which is a record that our hardcore fans are constantly looking for. And there's a lot of great product to come. All the Christmas Jam stuff's going to be done through there, some of our live releases. You know, and it's not strictly a charity label, but at the moment, a lot of the records that we're putting out are for charity.
And does the label actually service radio with this stuff, or is it strictly for the fans?
No, it does service radio when it makes sense, you know.
Sure.
And, you know, so it's, you know, as you know, radio is constantly changing. So the stations that are in tune to our type of music, we stay in touch with.
Oh, very cool. Well, yeah, actually, this radio station is a educational, non-commercial radio station. It's college radio and community radio.
Yeah,
so,
that's why we love it.
Yeah, and we really, we've got quite a diverse staff here, and your catalog pretty much gets touched on throughout your career here at LVR.
Yeah, you know, and it's stations like you guys that are doing the real thing, you know, so that's what we love, you know. Stations that can play what they want to play.
Exactly, man. The freedom, though. You know, I like to say that college radio is the last bastion of freeform radio left in the country.
You know, between college radio and community radio, that's pretty true. I have hope for satellite radio too, but it, you know, it could go either way.
Yeah, yeah. There are a couple of websites, some great websites that the listener can stay in touch with Government Mule and Warren Haynes. And could you tell the listener some of the addresses?
Well, mule.net is the best place to start.
That's right.
If you go to mule.net, you can go anywhere. You can go to the Christmas Jam website, which is xmasjam.net. You can go to my website, warrenhaynes.net.
Yeah.
MuleTracks.com is the website where you can download every Government Mule live performance since 2004. And the sonic quality is quite amazing of those. And it's kind of the way of the future for bands like us that do a completely different show every night.
Yeah, and your lyrics, by the way, Warren, really have a lot to say. And you noticed the tunes I picked today. I wanted to say thanks for trying to wake up the planet, man, because we are living in some dark times, Warren.
Well, you know, my lyrics are more political now than they've ever been, although they've always been political to some extent or another. But I just feel like now is a very important time.
It is. It really is. And I do hear what you're saying, and I get your message, so I respect you for that, man.
Well, I appreciate that.
And we are really looking forward to the set at Penn Speak and Jim Thorpe this Friday night, man.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, we're really psyched to be there.
All right, and before I let you go, I want to say this to you, Warren. I want to thank you for the songs. I want to thank you for the notes. I want to thank you for the tones, Warren. Oh, the lovely tones. And please extend all the best to you and your Government Mule family and your Allman Brothers family and your personal family as well.
Well, thank you.
And we look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Absolutely. Us too.
All right, man. Can you hold the line for a second?
Sure.
All right. You're listening to 91.3 FM, WLVR FM, Bethlehem. We just finished talking to, yes, Mr. Warren Haynes from Government Mule. I'll leave you with another mule tune, and I'll be right back.